Okay, so it's Sunday morning, sometime in mid-January. We had the most insane storm I've ever seen ever in Toronto. Just fucking nonsense. So that passed, so it's not that cold out. So that's nice. But the sun just won't come out, man. It has been a fucked up time where I've been waking up at like 4:35 in the afternoon. So I might see just a glimmer of sun before it goes down. And I don't know, I don't have control over my sleeping. It just happens when it happens. But lately, I've been waking up super early, like 5 in the morning. Yesterday and today, by lately, 2 days in a row. But there's no sun, dude, there's no sun. Now it's like 7:30, I guess. And it's just so overcast, and just like, fuck, man. Like, this winter is some bullshit. Last winter, I managed to really get in this good groove of waking up real early and going to coffee shops and sitting by windows and soaking in sun, and I haven't done that at all. I was also sick while it was storming, so I mean, between the sickness and the big storm, yeah, I'm just like fucking totally fucked up. Nothing like a normal human schedule. Yeah, it's killing me. Like, where's the sun? You fucks? Come on. Shitty Canada? What the fuck is going on? I guess it's not just here. It's been like, the States has big storms and everything. Anyway, I realize there's some songs I've been listening to lately that I've built up some songs that I think are good. So I will chronicle them now in podcast form. So when I listen back someday in the future, I can be like, oh yeah, you remember all those songs that I thought were cool? So first off, my MP3 player broke, and all I had was a radio for a few days till I got a new one. And I forgot how much I kind of like radio. Like, back in Vancouver, I used to listen to the radio quite a bit. Right before I found out about podcasts, you know, in like 2005 or whatever. And there is a certain niceness to the radio sometimes, of just that sort of, some sort of weird sense of community, you know, with the city, of just everyone's listening to the same shit. And the radio in Toronto is a lot better than Vancouver. Vancouver had like the one sort of half-assed rock station, and like a 70s station, and that was about it. There's a whole bunch of great stations in Toronto. But this one is when, you know, the rock station was kind of shitty, and the indie rock station was kind of shitty, and I was just flipping around between them, and I stumbled on some random pop music station where, I don't know, every once in a while I kind of like something that's on there, like that Miley Cyrus song, Wrecking Ball. I'm not going to play it, but I mean, I'd heard of it. I knew about the video, and it's like a meme and bullshit, but I never actually heard the song. And when I heard it, I was like, dude, that's actually kind of good. That chick can sing, man. She can fucking belt it out. But this song I heard the other day, it turns out it's this band Paramore, that band I played last episode, Courage My Love. A lot of people call them like Canadian Paramore. They are a similar kind of sound. I think Courage My Love is better though, because they rock harder and they have harmonies and shit. But Paramore is this one song that is not like their other songs at all. It's called The Only Exception, and it has 67 million views, and I guess it was their biggest hit, and blah, blah, blah. I feel like it's kind of a weird time. The next song is like this too, of just these huge ass hit songs that I just never heard of ever. And I don't think it's just that I'm old now, that's part of it for sure. I'd be a lot more tuned into this shit if I was younger, but it's just the way music media is now. That's another reason it's kind of nice to listen to the radio, is to get this stuff fed to me a bit. So I'm sure I've said this before, but music is the one thing, music videos especially, where I like the old way better. I like it being fed to me. I want people to just feed me what's a cool thing. I don't want to have to track it down. With everything else, that's fine. I'll track down the podcasts I like and the movies that I like and the shows that I like. But with music, like, give it to me. Don't make me find it, you know? That's the one thing that's kind of degraded with our future tech. But this song, especially, like, radio, though, I mean, it is pretty lame most of the time. And, like, love songs especially are just death. And on the pop station, on top of that. But I was just, this song came on, and it's just like, boom, what the fuck? Like, just all of a sudden, like, this just this arrow out of nowhere just pierced me through the chest, like, oh no, that song hurts, man. That song makes me feel bad. But it's a real good song. So anyway, here's Paramore with The Only Exception. 67 million views. I just heard it the other day. Man, that is a really good song. It's got that little part at the end of I'm on my way to believing, but that's just crammed in there at the end because Paramore's always got to have a fucking uplifting message. But really, the rest of that song, man, I don't know. I feel like it's just, it's kind of just supposed to make you feel bad, unless that's just something wrong with me that makes me feel bad. But I don't know, man. I appreciate that type of thing. Whenever, I don't know, I think that's, if you can write a story or fucking make a movie or something that just makes people feel bad, that's, to me, that's a good goal. Not feel bad like Schindler's List feel bad, you know, feel bad, melancholy feel bad, the fun kind of feeling bad, you know, just that, like, it saps the, like, pulls that feeling away from you and into this other, this object, into this piece of art, like a salve. Man, I am so glad that the weather cleared up. It was just such, it's just incredibly brutal. Like, I was at this point where I had this cold and it was basically over, but I still needed to put in cough drops, like, all the time. If I didn't always have a cough drop in my mouth, it was just like, I would just cough and cough and cough endlessly. But it was like 3:30 in the morning and I ran out. And the closest convenience store that was open, it's not that far, it's like a block and a half, 2 blocks away, but man, I went out in that weather and it was terrifying. Like, it was like feeling like you could die. Like when you're in a, people are in diving suits, you know, those old-timey diving suits with the big air pipe that goes up to the surface, or if they're in outer space or something, like they're in an environment they can only live in for a limited time. And that's how cold it was outside, is like being on an alien planet or something at 3:30 in the morning, and like not in an environment you can live in. Like, once my body heat sapped away and ran out, that's it, I'd be dead. Like, I had a couple hours maybe. Like, if you were a homeless guy, you would have died. It was insane. It was so cold. I am really glad that passed. That I can just walk around and it's not a big thing. So this song, this is called Sweater Weather by The Neighborhood. And I only heard, when I first heard it, I only heard the second half. Like, I was flipping through channels again on the radio, and then this second half of the song came up. Let me just help play it right now. I'll just play the end part of the song. So that was another thing that kind of stood out on the radio, because that didn't seem usual. That was weird. What a weird tone and what a weird sounding song. And listening to it, it seems like it's pretty literal. It's too cold for you out here because it's a cold day on the fucking beach in California. So put your hands in my fucking sweater armholes. But just hearing it, just flipping through the radio, just that vague first sense of it, like, it just seemed a lot more metaphorical. Like, it's too cold for you here, next to me, my cold black heart, all this dumb dramatic shit. But, you know, I was like, that's cool. That song's cool. And then I heard the full song and I was a little surprised, because it's really not like that, just that part at the end. But it's still a really good song. But what it reminded me of is, like, every 2 or 3 years there seems to be a song on the radio each, like, summer that has this similar kind of sound to it. Like, I think the lineage is Young Folks by Peter, Bjorn, and John. And then it toughens up slightly for Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People, and then Sweater Weather is really similar to that. So I'm just going to play all three back to back to back of just like the weird little, just that one type of drum beat, that sort of sound. I mean, they're not that similar really, but there's just something about them, something about these songs that they all sort of match together in my head. But that band The Neighborhood, like, I was like, yeah, this is a cool little find just to stumble across on the radio. And then I looked them up, and I guess this song was like the number one song in the summer, and these guys fucking headlined Edgefest and like Oshaga. Those are like the two of the big ass festivals near here. So I was saying to Craig, I was just like, dude, what has happened to us? Like, in this case, it is just that we're too old. Like, there's no way this song being number one on the fucking Edge and Edgefest in Oshaga, there's no way we wouldn't have heard of this if we were 17. But since we're 33, 34, it's like, I don't know, never heard of it. Anyway, I heard of it now and it's cool. So here's the summertime fucking drum loop trio.
Talking about the old folks, talking about the old style too.
So one reason that I didn't do many podcasts lately is I just kind of died out on podcasting, but in the summer especially, it's just so hot. It's the exact opposite, of course, of the winter. Fucking Canada is a very extreme place, even in Toronto, which is relatively temperate. But it's either crazy cold, like it is now, where I don't drink much in the cold because it feels weird to be drunk in the winter. It is like dangerous feeling. It's like, what if I just fall in a snowbank and die? But in the summer, it's all I wanted to do. Just sit around and drink and drink and drink. And that's all I did. Just tried to hang out and drink as much as I could. And I just was not in the mood for podcasting. So I didn't do much ham radio. We didn't do much of Vinyl Countdown. Didn't do much of nothing. But what I did do is I found a nice little group of songs that I just think are awesome drunk party songs. Like just songs that were just, every time I would be sitting around drunk, they were just fun to listen to. So I'm also just going to play these in order, but let me do the rundown. I'll just tell you what they are. First, there's Party and Bullshit by Biggie Smalls. I don't know how this came up. It's just some random fucking around on YouTube or something. This was like his first single, and it's real good. Real good song. I guess it's based on some spoken word piece that was taking a disdainful view of all I want to do is party and bullshit. And Biggie Smalls was like, you're fucking right, that's all I want to do. I just want to party and bullshit. Fuck seriousness. And man, it's just such a good song. I could listen to it all day. Dude, the same, like, running chick just ran by me twice. Dude, that's... What the fuck? She must have taken quite... That's bizarre. Just, like, I'm trying to figure out what route she took that I would see her both places that I just saw her. Fuck. Dedicated, man. Then there's this band called Gigamesh, and they've got this song called All My Life that is just such a good song. It was in Saints Row 4, that game where you just fly around being a superhero guy, just flying around the city, and whenever this song came on the radio, it was my favorite one. Like, that song is just... That game is just really good. Just, like, this really good-natured, like, fun game, and it's like video game the game. Like, it's just constant references and weird jokes about video games. Just a really cool thing. And this song, the fuck is that buzzing? Yeah, this song was in the radio of that game and is real, real fucking good song. And there's a video for this on YouTube I totally recommend, where someone made a video that's all clips from Logan's Run, the old 70s Logan's Run movie. And man, like, that movie sucks. That movie's like brutal to try to watch, but just as a little video, it is awesome. It goes with the song so well, and you just see all the cool 70s style, and it just seems so wicked. Like, it seems so good that it made me want to go watch it again, and then I realize that it's a fucking piece of shit. Then Drug Ballad from the first Eminem album. I'm not sure what got me back in Eminem either, just something. Had me go dig back in. I don't really like any of his new stuff that much, but his first, like, three albums, man, there's some good shit on that.
I'm a bad boy. Niggas wanna front, who got your back?
Biggie.
Niggas wanna flex, who got the gat?
Biggie.
It ain't hard to tell, I'm the East Coast overdoser. Nigga, you're scared, you're supposed to. Nigga, I toast you. Put fear in your heart. Fuck up the party before it even start. Is he drunk off a Henny and Skunk? Or some brand Nubian shit beating down punk?
And
bitches in the back looking righteous in a tight dress. I think I might just hit her with a little Biggie 101. How to tote a gun and have fun with Jamaican rum conversation. Blood
that's in rotation. My man Big Jock got the Glock in his waist and was smoking, drinking, got the hooker thinking. If money smell bad, then this nigga Big is stinking. Is it my charm? I got the hookers eating out my palm. She grabbed my arm and said, let's leave calm. I'm hitting skins again. Rolled up another blunt, bought a Heineken. Niggas start to load out. A kid got choked out. Blows were thrown and a fucking fight broke out. Yo, chill, man, chill. Can't we just all get along so I can put hickeys on a chest like little Sean? Get a pissy drunk off a Dom Perignon, and it's on, and I'm gone. That's that.
Town like stuff.
Thank you. This is my love song. It goes like this. Back when Mark Wahlberg was Marky Mark, this is how we used to make the party start. We used to mix in with Bacardi Dark, and when it kicks in, you can hardly talk. And by the sixth gin, you gon' probably crawl, and you'll be sick then, and you'll probably barf. And my prediction is you gon' probably fall, either somewhere in the lobby or the hallway wall. And everything's spinning, you're beginning to think women are swimming in pink linen again in the sink. Then in a couple of minutes, that bottle of Guinness is finished. We're now allowed to officially slap bitches. You have the right to remain violent and start wilding. Start a fight with the same guy that was smart eyeing you. Get in your car, start it, and start driving over the island and cause a 42 car pileup.
Earth calling, pilot to co-pilot, looking for life on this planet, sir. No sign of it. All I can see is a bunch of smoke flying, and I'm so high that I might die if I go by it. Let me out of this place. I'm out of place. I'm in outer space. I've just vanished without a trace. I'm going to a pretty place now where the flowers grow. I'll be back in an hour or so.
Every time I go to try to leave, whoa, some keeps pulling on my sleeve. Whoa, I don't want it, but I gotta stay. Whoa, these drugs really got a hold of me. Whoa, 'cause every time I try to tell them no, no, they won't let me ever let them go. Go. I'm a sucker, all I gotta say. Whoa, these drugs really got a hold of me.
Third grade, all I used to do was sniff glue through a tube and play Rubik's Cube. 17 years later, I'm as rude as Jude, scheming on the first chick with the hugest boobs. I got no game, and every face looks the same. They got no name, so I don't need game to play. I just say whatever I want to whoever I want, whenever I want, wherever I want, however I want. However, I do show some respect to few. It's ecstasy's got me standing next to you, getting sentimental as fuck, spilling guts to you. We just met, but I think I'm in love with you. But you're in it too, so you tell me you love me too. Wake up in the morning like, yeah, what the fuck we do? I gotta go, bitch, you know I got stuff to do. 'Cause if I get caught cheating, then I'm stuck with you. But in the long run, these drugs are probably gonna catch up sooner or later. But fuck it, I'm on one, so let's enjoy. Let the X destroy your spinal cord, so it's not a straight line no more. So we walk around looking like some wind-up dolls. Shit sticking out of our backs like a dinosaur. Shit, six hits won't even get me high no more. So bye for now, I'm gonna try to find some more.
'Cause every time I go to try to leave, some keeps pulling on my sleeve. I don't wanna, but I gotta stay. These drugs really got a hold of me. 'Cause every time I try to tell them no, they won't let me ever let them go. I'm a sucker, all I gotta say. These drugs really got a hold of me.
That's the sound of a bottle when it's hollow, when you swallow it all, wallow and drown in your sorrow. And tomorrow you're probably gonna wanna do it again. What's a little spinal fluid between you and a friend? Screw it. And what's a little bit of alcohol poisoning? And what's a little fight? Tomorrow you'll be boys again. It's your life, live it however you wanna. Marijuana is everywhere, where was you brought up? It don't matter as long as you get where you're going. 'Cause none of this shit's gonna mean shit where we're going. They tell you to stop, but you just sit there ignoring. Even though you wake up feeling like shit every morning. But you're young, you got a lot of drugs to do, girls to screw, parties to crash, sucks to be you. If I could take it all back now, I wouldn't. I would've did more shit than people said that I shouldn't. But I'm all grown up now and upgraded and graduated to better drugs and updated. But I still got a lot of growing up to do. I still got a whole lot of throwing up to spew. But when it's all said and done, I'll be 40 before I know it, with a 40 on a porch telling stories, with a bottle of Jack, two grandkids in my lap, babysitting for Haley while Haley's out getting smashed.
Every time I go to try to leave, some keeps pulling on my sleeve. I don't want it, but I gotta stay. These drugs really got a hold of me. 'Cause every time I try to tell them no, they won't let me ever let them go. I'm a sucker, all I gotta say. These drugs really got a hold of me. Every time I go to try to leave, some keeps pulling on my sleeve. I don't wanna, but I gotta stay. These drugs really got a hold of me. 'Cause every time I try to tell them no, they won't let me ever let them go. I'm a sucker, all I gotta say. These drugs really got a hold of me. Drugs really got a hold of me. They really got a hold of me. These drugs really got a hold of me. They really got a hold of me.
Yeah. We'll be right back.